Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you once again. It is a joy and privilege. Like I said, many times, I love the Word of God. I'm so glad that there was a man of God that stood in the gap, made up the hedge, and he preached the gospel to me. I'm so thankful I heard the gospel at a young age. And I tell you, I wasn't back in the nursery. The man of God was preaching in his house. He started the church in his house, and I was sitting there in the living room, and he preached the gospel. And I was just about six or seven years old, but the Lord dealt with my heart. I'm so glad to know that the Lord knows how to deal with every soul. He knows how to deal with a young little person. He knows how to deal with an elderly person. He knows how to middle-aged people. He knows how to deal with every soul. And I'm so glad that he dealt with me. I was under prayer, and I heard the Word of God preached. I didn't understand it at first, but I felt the love of God. I felt the Lord dealing with me. And as I began to listen and come, and I inclined my ear unto the Lord, I inclined my ear. I wanted something. I needed help, and I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to go, which way to turn. At that age, I know that, I mean, my dad lived a rough life, and he was an alcoholic. He was a drug addict, and he had many problems, very violent at times. But I tell you, it just put our family in a storm, and I'm so glad that I got to the house of God. My cousin came and took me to the house of God, and I heard the Word of God. And as I heard the Word of God, I realized I was a sinner. I realized I was born in sin and shame and iniquity. And I began to realize and know that if I died in my condition, that I would die in sin and go to hell. God gave me ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. And I began to cry out unto Him. I first had to incline my ear unto the Word of God. I had to listen before I could ever have faith to believe. I had to hear the Word of God. The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so there was a real man of God that was used by the Spirit of God, and he spoke to my heart. The Lord dealt with my soul, and I tell you, I began to cry out by faith. I cried out unto Him, and He heard my feeble cry. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his troubles. And that's exactly what happened to me. He delivered me from my sin troubles. He delivered me. He gave me something to live for. He gave me strength. He gave me victory over sin. I tell you, the Bible said that when He saved me, He sealed me with the Holy Spirit, and He made me perfect on the inside. But I tell you, this old outward man still dying daily. I must die to it daily, and I must put it to death. The warfare going on in the members. And the Apostle Paul talked about that. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. He didn't say what I used to be. He said, what I am right now. He said, I am a wretched man. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, well, my mind I serve the law of God, but my flesh, the law of sin. And so therefore, we're saved, we're born again, we still have to deal with our flesh, we have to put it to death daily. But I tell you, when you get saved, He perfects that that's on the inside. I mean, He makes you brand new and gives you something to live for. And I tell you, He just takes out that old and cuts out the old heart of stone. He puts the heart of flesh in there, and He breathes in that and puts the Holy Spirit inside you. And you never are the same when you get born again, when you get saved. And that's what the Lord did for me. He dealt with me at a young age, and I'm so glad to know that. And I tell you, He got alive in me. I knew something happened to me when I got saved. I didn't understand pretty much about anything, but I knew something happened. I knew I was beat down. I was heavy. I was condemned inside my soul. And I tell you, I had no hope. And I carried this grief around with me. And I tell you, just that mixed along with what was going on in the household and then the storm that we were going through. I tell you, the Lord took that situation and got glory out of it. Now, sins of the devil and all the things that went on and all that foolishness was of the devil. But the Lord got glory out of that situation, and He dealt with me through all that. And He saved me when I trusted Him, as my Lord and Savior. And when I did, I got saved and I began to be a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. But I had to hear the Word of God. I had no hope whatsoever before I could hear. I had to hear the Word of God. The Bible said, how are they going to believe on whom they've not heard? And how are they going to hear without a preacher? And so there was a great preacher. I mean, a man of God that, I mean, like I said, preached in his house. And then we got into a little storefront. Then we got into a church. But the Lord used him to speak to me. My pastor today, he's a man of God that loves the Lord. He's loved him all these years. He's preached. He's lived it. He's walked it. He's talked it. And I tell you, he's been just a real man of God. And I appreciate him. And I tell you, the Lord just dealt with my heart through him. The Lord used others as well to get me to church. He used my mother. He used my cousin. He used others in the church. And he answered their prayers. And the Lord saved me. And I tell you, but when I got to that church, and I had to hear the Word of God. So I inclined my ear. I started listening to what the Word of God had to say, what the man of God was saying. And I realized by what I heard that I was a sinner. I realized I was destitute. I realized I was without hope and without God in this world. I realized that when I die, where I was going. And so I began to seek the Lord. The Bible said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. Thank God I began to call on him when he was dealing with me, when he was drawing me with cords of love, when he was calling my name. I'm so glad that the church prayed for me, that they got me in the presence of God. And I tell you, the Lord just got a hold of me, and I began to start crying out to the Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. I don't want to die in sin and go to hell. And I tell you, he heard me and he forgave me. And I tell you, he called and started using me right away to those that was round about me. And he began to teach me that his word. I began to read the Word of God and tried to study what I was just very young. But I tell you, the Word of God was begin to got alive in me and then was born in me. I've been born of God when I got saved. And then the Word of God, I tell you, it was just food to soul. You just can't get enough of it. When you get saved, you love it. You just want more of it. You want to hear more about it. You want to learn more about Jesus. Like this song says, more Jesus. I would know more of his grace through others show. More of Jesus. I tell you, that's all we need. More Jesus. More of the Word of God. And Jesus is the Word of God. The Bible said the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I tell you today, I'm so glad that I have the Word of God. I'm so glad I have the B-I-B-L-E. I'm so glad that I have something that I can go to. I thank God I got a God I can go to. Someone that loves me, cares for me. He's a shelter for me. He's my refuge. And I can come unto him, and I can run unto him, and I am saved. I tell you, he's that rock. The Bible said that I can run unto the apostle, not the apostle, but the Psalms of David knew about it when he said, hear my cry, O God, and tend to my prayer from the end of the earth while I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Sometimes the heart gets weary. Sometimes the heart just gets overwhelmed with things of this life and problems and storms and certain things going on. But I'm so glad to know that I can go unto the rock and I can come unto him, and he hears me. Thank God he takes care of me and he shelters me. He puts his loving arms around me and he comforts me. Thank God I got the comforter on the inside. And the Bible said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Thank God. My trust is in the Lord. My trust is in him. Thank God. I know he knows everything. Knows about everything. He knows everything about me. There's nothing hidden in his sight. When I come to him, I come to, and I'm honest with him. I pour out my heart to him daily and ask him to have mercy upon me and forgive me of my faults and my foolishness or my attitude, whatever it might be. I tell you, I just try to cleanse myself daily and try to be clean and have my heart open to him, because I want to be clean. One day I'm going to be perfected. I tell you, I'm going to be totally perfected one day. Right now I've been perfected on the inside, but one day the perfection is going to be complete. I'll tell you, the witness of the body, the redemption of the body, thank God. As the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord when we get our new glorified body. When he comes back after his church, when he rushes people out of here, he's going to raise up the dead in Christ. They're going to get up first, and we which live and remain shall be caught up together to be with them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Thank God. And the Bible said our change is going to come. Our body body. That's no earthly body's going to go back. It's going to drop. But thank God He's going to give us a body, a heavenly body, to live in heaven, to be with Him. Thank God to walk the streets of gold. Thank God and just see Him most of all and fall down at His feet and just praise Him for all He's done and all He's done for us. And thank God I have a Savior. I have a shelter. I have a rock that I can go to. We're talking about our Lord. Thank God we got the Lord Jesus on the right hand of the Father. He is the great high priest that mediates our case. The Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought, but we do know that knowing within us teaches us how. When we come unto Him, when we pour out our heart to Him, thank God the Lord Jesus knows what we're trying to say, and He intercedes it. He's the intercessor, and He talks to the Father for us. Thank God, and He does what we need. He answers our prayers, and He deals with us. And the Bible said here, "For Thou, God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear Thy name." He said, "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations." He said here, "He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto Thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." He said, "So will I sing praise unto Thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." I tell you, I make vows unto God, and I want to pay my vows. I want to be honest with the Lord. I want to do what I say I'm going to do. I just want to follow Him. And David knew about this type of thing. He loved the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. I tell you, his heart was open to God. He was honest with God. He made mistakes. He committed sin. He done things he ought not to done. He didn't get by with it. I tell you, the Lord dealt with him. He whipped him. His sword never departed from his house. The Bible talks about it. He lost one son, I believe, died in sin and went to hell. Absalom, my son, he said, "I wish to God I died in your place." And no doubt. And so his other son was killed by Absalom and so forth. And all these things begin to come because David took another man's wife and he had the man murdered to cover up his sin. But the Lord dealt with him. But this was a man after God's own heart. He loved the Lord. He got honest in Psalms 51. He talked about it when his prayer came before God. He said, "Against thee only have I sinned. I've done this evil in thy sight. I've done wrong. I've done wrong to my soldier, my fellow people there." And no doubt, but most of all, I sinned against God. And he began to go and cry out that he would, that God would have mercy upon him. He said, "Have mercy upon me, O God." And the Lord forgave him of his sin. But David was a man that he knew where his help come from, and he knew that he would go. And God made a covenant with David that he would always have one to sit upon the throne. He talked about that. He talked about the seed coming through David, the promised seed, the conquering seed, and the Lord Jesus is going to sit there. The Bible talked about that. He's going to be the governor there here. He's going to be no doubt sit on the throne of David over there. The Bible said in not the tribulation, but the millennial reign, when we live 1,000 years upon this earth, when He redoes the earth. Thank God to know that today. When God makes a promise, He holds up His promise. I tell you, we need to hold up ours. We need to pay our vows. We need to do what we say we're going to do, because God always holds up His end. And God's made a covenant. And I tell you, He saved me, and He eternally saved me. He sealed me. He told me if I'd trust Him. He told me if I'd pray unto Him, if I confess my sins, that He would save me, and that He would seal me with His Holy Spirit, and I would be saved and kept by the power of God until the day of redemption. And so, thank God for that. I know I'm going to heaven, but I want to live right, walk right, talk right, and I want to get out and win the loss where it's everlasting too late. But my prayer to God today, my friend, is if you're not saved today, I pray that you'd come to God, and I pray that you'd fall on your face and that you'd repent of your sin. It's very simple to be saved. It's not a complicated matter. Just give yourself up, pour out your heart to Him, ask Him to have mercy upon you, sinner, and He'll save you just like you are. You'll feel that Spirit come inside like the rushing mighty wind, and it will fill your soul. But I see my time quickly come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.